Governor Walker is expected to soon sign into law a bill allowing wolves to be hunted in Wisconsin. The legislature recently approved a hunting season after the federal government removed the wolf from the endangered species list in January. The wolf population was almost zero in the 1960s, but has grown to more than 800. Those who favor the hunt say it will help reduce wolf attacks on livestock and pets. Randy Jurowitz is a retired endangered resources biologist who helped lead the state's wolf recovery effort and craft its management plan. He tells WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz that he sees problems with the planned wolf hunt.
And the most important one is that it allows the hunting with dogs, with hound dogs. Coupled with that is the fact that the harvest season is going to run well into winter, and in late winter, January, February, is the breeding season for wolves. This is a time where the wolves are most aggressive towards other strange canids in their territories, and hunting them at that time of the year will encourage wolves to be more aggressive towards dogs.
There have been a variety of opinions whether wolves should be a part of Wisconsin's landscape, its forested areas, and concern about the risk of predation.
There's no doubt the population of wolves in Wisconsin has increased dramatically in the last 10 years, that the amount of depredation to livestock, pets, and hound dogs has increased dramatically. The DNR now estimates they may pay $300,000 worth of wolf damage payments during this state fiscal year. That being said, this bill will not be as effective in controlling depredations. The Department of Natural Resources, now that they have management authority, has already issued permits to people to protect their own livestock. People can kill wolves in the act of attacking their own livestock. So those things are in place right now. And when there is a depredation, the Wisconsin DNR has been working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture Wildlife Services to immediately step in. And that means destroying those individuals or the entire pack that are raiding those ranches. And that's where the biggest relief is going to come in. Long range, if the DNR can target this sport harvest of wolves in certain areas that traditionally have higher depredation rates, that will help as we lower the local population in those areas.
I believe that the intent of the law is to see a hunt as soon as next October. Is it going to be difficult for the DNR to come up with a mechanism, with the rules to launch that hunt?
Under normal circumstances, yes, it would be virtually impossible. However, the legislation that was passed requires the DNR to have rules in place within 8 months. And essentially armed with those marching orders, you know, the DNR will do that. Now, because that's such a tight timetable, public input on those rules would be, you know, of course, limited. So it's going to be very important for people around the state to stay tuned and participate to the maximum extent that they can and have the DNR hear what people want in these rules that will help implement this new hunting and trapping law.
I heard that when January 27th came along, that was the delisting date for Wisconsin, that it's seen as a conservation or a restoration achievement, and that Wisconsin now has the right to manage its wolf population. At the same time, we had this bill come along. Do you think it is improbable that the federal government could step back into this depending on how the hunt is managed?
Well, I don't think the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service would step in, or actually could step in, until such time as the harvest of wolves in Wisconsin actually causes a drastic decline in the population. However, the Fish and Wildlife Service could get forced into relisting wolves if they get successfully sued once again by other groups that see this kind of a hurry up and hunt them as a threat to the wolf population. And if they can convince a federal judge that the delisting package that went through did not account for this type of a harvest, it would be an administrative reason for relisting them rather than a biological one. So those types of possibilities are kind of looming out there.